Well, we've been thinking a lot about voting on the show here recently, like how to vote. But here's a question just as important. Who votes in America? The U.S. Census Bureau has brand new data looking at decades worth of voting patterns from across the country. And if you look inside the numbers, you can find some bad news and some good news for both Republicans and Democrats. Dante Cheney is director of the American Communities Project at American University and joins me to shed some light on what those numbers mean. Welcome back, Dante.
Well, hey, it's good to be back.
Well, you've helped dive inside the numbers of the U.S. Census Bureau here. What do we know really about who votes and when?
Well, you know, these numbers are interesting to look at because they verify what everybody thinks, which is, you know, younger people. This is specifically a lot of this looked at younger people. They don't vote in the same numbers. Even in places where they voted high numbers, they don't vote as high as older people vote. That is just a trend that's been in the numbers for a long time. And that's in this census report. You can see the numbers get quite high in some places. I mean, you talk about in District of Columbia in this report, 70%, 69.9% of younger people vote. That's 18 to 29 year olds. But when you get 30 and older, it's 78%. That's a pretty big jump.
And as voter turnout overall drops off, the youngs, as they call them, drop off even faster.
Yeah, and that's something the Democrats really have in mind this year, because these numbers are for presidential. This census data was looking at presidential elections. When you look at midterms, the numbers drop really sharply for younger people, 18 to 29, 18 to 34, kind of depends on how you define it, but the numbers drop. And you know, it's a bit of a roller coaster. The numbers go up for Democrats, particularly younger voters in presidential years, and then fall. And they go up and they fall. And this has been, they keep getting these great numbers for presidential elections. And everybody's like, hey, the youth vote is back. And then midterms, it falls back down to where it's been before. Mm.
We can't have this discussion without acknowledging that in many states and jurisdictions throughout the country, there's a concerted effort to make voting harder. Early voting, weekend voting, absentee voting, a lot of different forms of voting, primarily Republican legislatures trying to make it harder to vote. What do the numbers tell us about turnout and outcome, or do they tell us anything?
Well, I mean, these numbers in particular don't tell us a lot about turnout and outcome so much, because these are the presidential years. But I think there are numbers, there are some clues in these numbers that I think are very interesting looking forward, because there are some states, you know, the way presidential elections work, we have the electoral voting system, and you know, so it's about whether you win a state. So if a state is contested and there's a lot of money spent there, you get turnout, and higher turnout tends to help Democrats, right? And I think that even with all those barriers that are being put up, and there are some high ones that have been put up in North Carolina, you know, you look at what's going on here, and when you have enough of a focus on a state, when it's intensely focused, you know, getting the vote out, you're going to get that turnout up, and that turnout helps Democrats. To me, it's when you look at these numbers, the one thing it says is the more kind of intense the election is, the more money spent, the more focus it's on the state, the higher the turnout is.
All right, so those are some of the age aspects of who votes. What about ethnic profile? What about Hispanic voters?
Yeah, that's one thing that really jumped out at me in this, because there's this big question about Texas in particular. I wrote about this recently, where Texas, the turnout's very low. Look, Texas is not a state that is competitive, I think, as we all know. I mean, it's a state where you start off, you know, when you're figuring out the map for 2016, you make it red right now, right? It's going to go sure. Republican. The question is, how long is that going to last? Because there's this big, huge Hispanic population in Texas. And if you look at it, it's extremely young. So actually, the ethnicity thing correlates here with the age thing. And as that group ages into voting, will that mean that Texas will get to be in play very quickly, like over the course of one or two elections? There's numbers in here that suggest that to me, because when you look at places like Nevada, which also has a large Hispanic population, their young person turnout is not very high, but much higher than it is in Texas. It's about 45% in Nevada. Young person turnout in Texas, only about 29%. So, you know, if you can get the intensity in Texas, get people wrapped up and interested, you might get the Hispanic vote coming out and coming out very fast, and you could see the state flip kind of quickly, I think.
Well, there might be some bad news for Democrats in the young voter aspect, but some bad news for Republicans in terms of Hispanic voters in Texas and elsewhere. To check out a map of the data, go to our website at thetakeaway.org. You can see an infographic of voter participation. Dante Cheney, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.